This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
It is time now for today's Strawberry Letter, and if you need advice on relationships, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to steveharveyfm.com and click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now. You never know. It could be yours.
Hey, before I start the letter, Shirley, can I say something?
Sure.
Remember when Ali B. Frazier?
I do.
That's what Kamala did last night.
Down goes Frazier. Yes.
I'm sorry. Remember when Mayweather beat Pacquiao? Y'all remember? That's what Kamala did last night. That's what she did.
She did. She did.
Oh, I ain't lying. Last night was better than the damn Super Bowl. I'm sorry, y'all.
Okay.
It was. I'm sorry. Yes. It's up there with the Super Bowl.
It is.
All right, buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is, Strawberry Letter.
All right, nephew, thank you. Subject, I figured it out, but he's still lying. Dear Stephen Shirley, my husband's office is near the airport, so he usually leaves his car at his office when he travels. He travels at least once a month, and he started ghosting me when he's on a trip. I became suspicious and hid out in the parking lot of his job to see if anyone was getting in the lift with him to go to the airport. I didn't catch him doing anything that day, but the last trip he went on has me thinking that he's seeing someone that lives 100 miles from his office. Here's what I discovered. The morning of his trip, I checked the odometer on his car. He left home and said he was leaving his car at the office. I drove all the way out to his office, but his car was not there, so I drove home. He called me an hour later and said he had landed and he was about to check into the hotel. Luckily for him, he uses his corporate card, so I couldn't check the credit card bill. Later that night, I sent my husband a picture of me covered in suds in the bathtub. I didn't get a reply from him. A few hours later, I texted him good night, and he didn't reply. I woke up at 2:30 a.m. and called him, and he didn't answer. I sent him a text telling him that I thought I heard something in our attic, and I was afraid. He didn't answer. The next morning, he called around 7 a.m. and said he was grabbing an iced coffee before his meeting. He said he was dog tired and missed my texts and my phone calls. 2 days later, he came home with 247 more miles on his car. I think he's seeing someone that lives close by, and he drove to see her. He said none of that is true, and I am losing it. Was he lying? No, come on. You don't even have to ask. And here he comes with the gaslighting. Is it true? It is true. And you are not losing it. Don't let him do that to you. You saw the car wasn't at the office like it normally is when he goes on a trip, and you saw the odometer with the increased mileage. He was being dismissive to you, and he's lying to your face, and he'll never tell you the truth about it. It's always a red flag when they don't answer the phone. Always. It's funny how they think they shouldn't answer the phone when they call, when you call, right? Side chick is just going to have to understand that when wifey calls, you answer, period. Okay, not answering makes you look suspicious, husband. Don't change your behavior, husband. It's a dead giveaway. But your husband didn't answer, did he? Mm-hmm. And now you're feeling some kind of way, and he's calling you crazy. You're not losing it. He is, if he thinks you believe his lies. You are not stupid. Tommy.
All right, baby girl.
Right here.
Listen. Tommy, just going to be real with you. The relationship is over. Okay? That's over. Well, you didn't figure that out. You already know what's going on. That's over. But that's not what I'm impressed about. The relationship is over. But you have a future as a private detective. You got it. You got everything to take, baby girl. You know what you're doing. You need to open up your own business. I don't even know your name, but let's just say Law and Order Lisa. You see what I'm saying? Law and Order Lisa. I can see it. I can see it on the marquee night. Law and Order Lisa, CSI Connie. You see what I'm saying? You are ready. You are ready. You can have your own business where ladies can come to you. They can let you know what their problem is going on with their spouse, their boyfriend. And guess what? Guess what? Sharp eye Chandra, you gonna handle that because that's what you do. You're going to be in Hadley, baby. You are ready to be a detective. And guess what? There are women out there who need a woman like you, who know how to. Everybody don't know how to check no odometer on no damn car. Don't nobody know how to do that. I don't even know what mine was on last. I don't know how to do all that. You know what you're doing. You know how to go put your hand on the hood. It's hot. It's hot. See, he just got here. You already knew how. You know how to do this kind of stuff. You know how to. You already know how to take your credit card and jim it into the dough and break on in. You know what you doing. So let's go ahead and take it to the next level and open yourself a business, and you're good. Now, here's something I'd like for you to do, though. Just so, you know, Tommy can just kind of see where things were, if you don't mind. Listen, is there any way you can email me them pictures when you was in this bathtub? And just let me see what you was sending him.
Covered you in understand? Bubbles.
Yeah, Tommy just want to get the, I just want to see the bubbles. I just want to see the bubbles. So if you could send Tommy a little something, let me see exactly what you were sending, because I want to understand what he was getting and what, you know, I can tell you why he didn't call back, you know, this and that. But it'll help me. It'll help me help you. Okay? Send me your bubbles picture. That's all I want. And what kind of bubbles are these? Are these real? Are these the kind you put the nice little pot in? Or is this, you know, dishwashing detergent? What kind of bubbles
Tide.
You need? If this
Tide.
Is Tide, you know, is it washing powder? I mean, what was you really sitting in? I just want to know. This is just Tommy trying to inquire. You are ready to be A1 detective. You ready for all that. But just for Tommy, send me the bubbles picture, please. That's it. That's all right. Tommy got.
Coming up, we have part two. We'll hear from Junior coming up at 23 minutes after the hour. Strawberry Letter subject, I figured it out, but he's still lying. We'll get back into it right after this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
This relationship is over.
All right, we're going to recap today's Strawberry Letter. It was written by a wife. The subject is, I figured it out, but he's still lying. A wife wrote in because her husband's office is near the airport, and he always parks his car at the office when he's getting ready to go out of town. He travels at least once a month, but he started ghosting her now. He didn't leave his car at the office this time. She followed him, and he didn't leave it. She checked the odometer to see if the mileage was going to change. That's why one of the reasons Tommy says she should be a detective, because of that. And, you know, so he lied and said that he went out of town, but she thinks he drove to see some other woman because the odometer changed. The mileage on the odometer changed. You know, she called him several times. She took a picture of herself when she was in a bubble bath. He didn't respond. He didn't answer. She said she heard something in the attic and she was scared. He didn't respond. Now, what kind of husband wouldn't respond to that? Okay. So he didn't answer. He didn't answer. He didn't answer. He just said that he was dog tired and he missed her phone calls. 2 days later, he came home with 247 more miles on the car. So that proves he drove the car somewhere. And she thinks he's seeing someone that lives, you know, pretty close by, and he drove to see her. He said none of that is true. And he tried to accuse her of being crazy and losing it. And she's asking, why is he lying? Junior, why? Why? Why?
I'll tell you why right now.
You're a husband.
I'm just going to tell you this. She's not a good PI. She's not good.
You don't think so? Why
no.
not?
No. Look, I'm going to tell you why. She ain't cute. She can never catch him. She ain't catching. Remember, you went and hid in the bushes. You did. You told us. I went down there and hid in the bushes. Uh-huh. I didn't catch him doing nothing that day.
Uh-huh.
See? She didn't catch him then. Cause he don't do nothing good. First of all, you nag too much. Look at all the stuff you be doing. I mean, you just be calling 2:30 in the morning, somebody in the attic now. You just trying to get a reaction. Ain't nobody been in that attic. The man go out of town every month. Okay, so what? You probably checked the odometer. You probably checked the trip and not the odometer. The trip had 247 miles on it. That was just the trip. It wasn't the odometer. You just be doing stuff. You can't never catch him at all. You can't even get credit card information. How you a good detective and you can't pull no credit card information? How come you don't even know what hotel he at? You can't call the hotel, call his room? You don't even know where he at? So how is we a good detective here? Like, right. You like the one, like, you got the trench coat on with the sunglasses sitting in the corner, but he walked right behind you. You missed the whole thing. You can't never catch him. You the one went and got in the bushes for what? You have no evidence of nothing. 247 miles, what we hanging our hat on here.
Changed in the car. She checked it before he left. So he
we don't know
somewhere.
If she checked the right thing on the odometer. She probably checked the trip. We trip A, trip B. We don't know what she checked on. We don't know because you went and hid in the bushes and you didn't
catch
him.
The car wasn't at the office. He always leaves his car at the office when he travels, and he travels once a month.
Yes. He probably ran late. He parked at the garage at the airport. He couldn't. Uh-huh. He had to get there.
Mm-hmm. And how come he didn't answer the phone? Why didn't he answer the phone when she called?
Because he had a meeting. Them meetings be all day long and all evening. You know, you got to, you know, you
he
got to
say that. He didn't
take your clients out to eat and everything else, and you got to deal with them. See, all this stuff he got to do. But then why is you in suds sending pictures at 2:30 in the morning? You in the tub. He don't want you.
That's her husband. She wants to send him.
He don't want to see that. Well, I'm starting to find out you're an unattractive private eye is what I found out. I put this together.
That's what you got out of the
list. That's what I have got out of this. That's how good I am. He don't even respond to you with suds on.
And you and Tommy disagree on this one. Tommy says she's a great detective. You say she's
I can't see how. She can't never catch him.
But Junior, she on his heels, though, Junior. She on his heels.
Yeah, but she ain't never there. That's the problem. You don't need to be on his heels. You need to be there. You like, I caught you, and she turned around the wrong person. Oh, I thought you was Greg. She don't never know who it is. She after. She don't know.
Clumsy detective.
Junior, she did discover 200-something miles on the abdominal, though. An extra 200-something miles.
What does that prove?
That he drove somewhere.
He's supposed to be on a plane. He went somewhere.
Can somebody use your car? See, Lee, you got too many open ends over here. That's why you're not a good detective. Yeah, man, go use my car for the weekend. I'm going out of town. Yeah, that's fine. See, there's too many open ends.
Why didn't he answer any of his wife's phone calls, Junior?
Why you think? Because he out at dinner with his clients. He is on a business trip.
But he up right early next morning going to get some coffee, Junior.
Did he call, though? I missed your call last night. Saw the picture with the suds on. Oh, my God, babe. Why would you in the tub with suds on? He didn't even ask like that was sexy. What you doing? Like, you don't never do this. Why is you in suds? What did you do? Why you got bubbles up to your neck? What's going on? You let the water run too long? What's happening? Because he ain't even turned on by you. Because you're an unattractive P.I. is what I get. I solved the case already. Case closed. solve it. That wasn't hard. That wasn't hard at all. Godly, you ugly. Woo, man, he just said, hey, why the sun's up to your neck? What's
that
going on?
That is really terrible.
And you can't even get credit card information. Every woman know how to get credit card information.
Right.
You can't pretend to call the credit card company and act like you him. You got all this, you got his social security number. You know who he is. You got the card number. You just don't know how to get the information. You call people at the bank talking about, is this James' card? This James' card. Okay, listen. I need to see where he was 2 weeks ago. I need to see. You can't get that to me. Why?
He's two weeks behind, Scott?
Yes, he's 2 weeks behind. Sure enough, why you can't get? Why?
Leave your comments on today's Strawberry Letter on Instagram and Facebook at Steve Harvey FM and check us out on the Strawberry Letter podcast.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show on 97.1 QMG.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season, but this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.